Hey, y'all.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday live from Top Golf in Alpharetta. Always fun to see the heads turn around when Randy hits the 1 o'clock woo. It's the whole family. What was that? We're just in here doing a radio show, enjoying ourselves. We'll be here till 2 o'clock if you want to stop by and say hi. The newly renovated and just like fantastic Top Golf in Alpharetta. We're upstairs, so when you come in the door, take that left up the stairs. We're right here. You can't miss us. We'd love to see you. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. Lots to get to in the final hour of the show. We will get back into what happened last night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yeah, man.
The Falcons won in overtime. Just an incredible football game. We'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. Didn't really get a chance, top of the 12 o'clock hour, to do any other NFL stuff because we were so focused on that game last night. So we'll do a little bit of the other NFL games, the rest of the NFL weekend at 1:20, as well as some of the college games too. So basically just whatever you're excited about in football this weekend coming up in 20 minutes. And then we'll wrap things up, as always, with an AMA. Any question, any topic, we'll get the phone lines open. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com.
Andy, my wife was showing me these TikToks last night, right? And I think about you all the time when it's something to do with our daughter, because I love having a daughter. And me and Gordo, we were just talking about, because it's homecoming time. And my daughter, Kai, she's going to be in the homecoming court. And it's like, Daddy, I need a new dress. And so I'm like, did I buy you one for the ball like a couple months ago? Well, everybody's seen that one. And so she was showing me this TikTok of dads acting like their daughters. And I thought about you, but they were, it was about the teenage daughters. So all I can imagine, and every one of the things has my daughter in them. And you think about it as a daddy, you're going to have this. It's so funny. I know Gordo can relate. And I know Bo can relate. Like, the funniest one was, hey, Dad, I need $67, please. No, like, hi, Daddy. How much is it going to cost me? Can I just say hi? Yeah, but you don't.
Yeah, but you don't.
But you don't.
I know what you're here for.
Okay,
come
so and then they say, well, and I know she wants someone. She says, Daddy. She calls me Daddy. Hey, Daddy, can I get $67? What the hell you need $67 for? Stuff at Target. That's a random number.
That's a very specific number.
Yes. Then she says, well, that's what's left of what I bought. So what I'm assuming is that, because I'm like, you got money. So how much stuff did you buy that's $67 left over?
Yeah, like what'd you start with? What'd you have?
Exactly. So I was like, I'll give it to you in a little bit. No, Daddy, I'm at the register right now.
And so, in order to know the number,
yeah.
He has to have rung it up.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, no, Daddy, I'm at the register right now. So I can't. And I thought about looking at it, and I thought about you, and I was like, damn, I can't wait for Lily to do this.
Oh, man, I'm toast.
Because anybody would, because my son, they ask for money, but they don't do it like, your daughter will ask for money at the register. Like, what if I didn't pick up the damn phone? You just going to sit there and wait for me to answer the call? Because any girl dad has been through this thing, and now me and Gordo was just talking, they need three dresses for like a Thursday night court dinner and then Friday night walking out on the field type stuff. Like, and these dresses ain't cheap.
No, of course they're not. Of course they're not. They're all fancy, like, ball gowns.
You want to go half with me on a prom dress, though?
Yeah, I do. Like, okay. You and I have absolutely. Yeah. That's what I want to do. You and I have stumbled into so many businesses that we need to be in. Like, I love what we do. This is my favorite thing in the world. I would rather do nothing else. But in terms of just, like, printing money, we're in the wrong business.
Yeah, man.
Because it's a racket to be making these young people spend all this money for proms and homecomings, because it's not, I mean, obviously it's the dresses, but tuxes aren't cheap.
Yeah, man.
You're renting tuxes out for people, like weddings, people, the crazy costs that go into that. We need to get into that business. We had a great idea yesterday on the podcast about, because neither one of our wives will listen to us when we have suggestions about things that maybe we need to do at the house.
Right.
But then if they see on Instagram something called like Mom's Daily suggested or something,
they will
like
always.
That, then they're like, hey, we should do this. It's like, oh, that thing that I said a year ago that we should do?
Yes.
So you and I are going to start our own Moms of Atlanta Instagram account so we can come up with ideas that we want to do at our house and then send it to our wives so we can circumvent the decision-making
process.
We
need some rackets.
Yeah, no, we don't have any rackets.
We ain't got no rackets. So we need some damn rackets because we are missing out on some cash.
Yeah, we are.
All right, so like – prom dress tuck store.
Uh-huh. That's one.
And then a helpline. It's called a hotline. Hotline for Instagram watching moms. But we're going to get the idea this is dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
and we got to get Steve in on it, our big voice guy, Steve, because he can do the woman voice. So we're having as the woman voice.
Right, because they can't call and have it be you and me.
Yeah.
You're like, wait a minute, that's not moms of Instagram.
Yeah, man.
It's a man.
Just listen, man. real quick, he is shout out to Justin Monroe, mm-hmm. the winner, for the Anderson .Paak. Justin N. Monroe, I'm sorry. He won the Anderson .Paak ticket.
His name might be Justin Monroe also. You never know.
Also,
shout out to Carrick Cooper. Carrick donated to our supportnow.org page, the Helene Assist fundraiser that we have going on at 92.9 The Game, raising money for families in Haywood County, actually students, K-12 students in Haywood County affected by Hurricane Helene. Carrick donated in the last half hour. We appreciate that. He's praying for the families impacted by the storm. If you donate between now and 2 o'clock, It's a small thing, but we'll shout you out on the radio.
Yeah,
simple
man.
As that. We're already a third of the way to the goal,
yep.
which is awesome. After just a couple of days, we're going to be doing this fundraiser for the next couple of weeks. Me and my wife are actually headed up to Waynesville on Sunday. I'm going to be out Monday and Tuesday from the show because we're going to be up there trying to do some volunteering and some help. Whatever we can do to help, so we'll be out for the next couple of days. But I mean,
I'm just so happy.
Come back and tell you what we saw up there.
That means so much, man. And I know how much your wife loves that area.
Yeah.
She's born and raised up there, and you've come accustomed to loving it too, obviously because you're married to it. But dog, yeah. when we got the text last night that you were going up there to help out, man, I was just like, I love this dude because I mean, you always have put people before you and everything. But this just shows how you and your wife, you know, just can't stand by and not go help somebody.
We're going to go Sunday.
Yeah.
And there's multiple ways to brand that.
Right.
I can sort of – we're going to go Sunday because we want to go to church on Sunday morning. Or we're going to go to Sunday. We're going to go Sunday because there's really no way to watch college football up there. And I want to watch Washington play Michigan on Saturday.
I wasn't going to say because me and you, we had this conversation, me and you, yesterday.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. We had this conversation yesterday.
There's also nothing we can do until the volunteer opportunity is on Monday through Friday.
This conversation together yesterday at work. And I was like, you shouldn't feel bad for that.
Can I tell you something really
you
quickly?
Feel bad for that.
We're going to get back into the game, and we'll talk about what the Falcons did last night in just a minute. Big story of the day. But at our church, they do a thing at the beginning of every sermon where they bring all the kids up.
Uh-huh.
And there's like a box of stuff.
Right.
Like every Sunday, a kid goes home with it.
Right.
And they bring it back, and the pastor opens it up and takes it out. And it's actually pretty impressive, like the improv that has to go on from like last week. It was like an Ozzy Albies bobblehead and some other little toy. And he had to somehow make that in reference to the message that's coming up.
Okay.
It's like that. You think on your feet pretty quick, like if you have to do that. But at the end of it, he goes, okay, have any kids not had the box yet? And I was like, don't raise your hand.
Raise your hand.
Because if you raise your hand, we got to go back next Sunday no matter what, which I'm happy to go back. But we don't always go every Sunday. We try. We do our best. Lily's hand right up. She got that back. So I guess we're going next Sunday too.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. Keep your children in the word.
You got to.
Under that blood.
You got to.
Yeah, under the blood.
But I just knew she was gonna be the first person to raise her hand. I was like, all right. I want to put some real weird stuff in there. Not too weird, but like to see how creative he can get. You know what I mean?
Put a blue chew pill in there.
Come on, man.
Put a blue chew pill. Please.
He is risen.
He has risen. That's exactly what I was going to say. He has risen again.
Oh, man. I'm not first ballot. I'm not going to heaven on the first ballot either. All right. Let's get to the story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Boom!
Not as big a receiver, though, obviously.
Here's Mooney in motion with Cousins, and they're going to gun it, and it's caught to Darrell Hodge. 35, 30,
take it, baby.
20, 15, 10, 5,
back.
Drive home safely. Oh, my goodness.
Welcome to the game, Kadarrell. Are you serious?
A walk-off for Kadarrell Hodge and the Falcons.
We were living dangerously.
You like to live dangerous.
You know, the call came in. It was the ball's got to go to the sideline. You know, every route was to the sideline. And then he changed his mind. He said, you know what, Kirk? Rip this slant and let's clock it and see if we can do it. And we were able to do it by the one second.
Amazing. I love it, man.
I love it
because we saw last week against the Saints. They were guarding the sidelines.
Yep.
And Kirk almost threw a damn interception. So I love what Zach said. It was like, all right. But again, this is something when Kurt's in the huddle, he's got to remind the guy, hey, we got to get up, we got to clock it. All right? And they do it. And a lot of times you got to make sure that you got a possibility where you don't have to be like – because when we used to do it, it's like outside guys were always on the ball, inside guys were off the ball. That's how it is anyways. But you always made sure that when you got up for the clock play. And so they made sure they got up to the clock play. I was hoping Drake would have got down a little sooner.
Yeah, he fought a little
bit. Yeah, get down.
A little bit.
Get down. But
Mooney did a great job getting the ball handed straight to the ref, which was great.
And then you save a second, you clock it. And, I mean, that's just something you'd go over on Friday practice.
Yeah, how much
Saturday
do
walk
you work through. On that?
You work on it Friday. It's usually a Friday practice type thing.
Okay. But, like, how many times are you going? Are you actually running it? Or
And what usually happens is that it'll be fast field goal. And you'll simulate it like you're going down, blah, blah, blah. And then they'll spot the ball. They'll run on the field. And sometimes, a lot of times it's not after a clock. It's the clock is running and everything because it's fourth down. You can't clock it. They'll run out there, get set, and everything like that. So that happens a lot in practice. But in a game, you just don't know whenever that's going to happen. But I thought they executed to perfection.
They did. They perfectly. When they threw it over the middle, I was surprised because there just wasn't very much time left on the clock when that play started. What was it, 12 seconds, something like that, when the play started. So it had to be – to a T in order to get that ball clocked with 1 second left. Now, they enjoyed it so much that they forgot to get – now, I know the ref didn't do him any favors, whatever, but the play clock doesn't reset in that situation. Right. So they had a delay of game because they kind of – they did it perfectly to get the ball clocked, but then they kind of forgot to stay locked in. And so it was an extra 5 yards, but Youngway was fine. Youngway made it.
Because it was a delay of game.
It absolutely was a delay
game. It was a delay of game.
I don't know why they were expecting to get any extra time on there. They didn't. And so they go to overtime. They win the toss, which never happens. I don't remember the last time the Falcons won the toss in overtime. They won it. They get the ball, and they go right down the field, and that Kadarrell Hodge touchdown that you just heard. I didn't know that Kadarrell Hodge could move like that. When he caught that ball and turned, I think maybe only he knew he could move like that because
he was
to the house.
Rolling.
It was unbelievable.
He was rolling, eliminating angles, man. But I thought just the whole thing past the game. We talked, you know, getting better, something that Raheem talked about with the B&U on Wednesday. They won the time possession, 33 minutes to 27 minutes. They outplayed them by 30 damn plays.
Yeah.
By 30 plays.
You're probably not going to go to overtime most weeks if you have 30 more plays than the other team.
I agree with that. And then 6 of 14 on third down. So they went up two more first downs. They converted two more first downs than they did the previous week. And over the middle, and Zach Robinson and the offensive staff, they looked at it, who's hurt. Well, they're banged up over the middle. Safety's gone and all those different things. And they attacked the middle field with Drake and with Kyle Pitts. And I thought, you know, 19 catches between those two guys. I mean, that hasn't happened yet. These are the expectations when you talk about your two best offensive players. And you throw Moody in there who, going back to the summertime, we talked about him and Kurt's chemistry.
Yeah.
He looks – I mean, he was in the zone.
I didn't know that he was – I mean, obviously I knew when they signed him, they expected him to be a big part of it and all that.
Right.
I didn't know that it was going to be kind of 1A, 1B with him and Drake.
Right.
I thought it maybe – 1A, 1B would be Drake and Kyle a little bit more.
I think that's what they
– been probably the first option
in
a lot of games. And if you add the three of those guys together, you had the 19 between Drake and Kyle, that's 9 more from Mooney. That's 28 receptions between the three of those guys at 300 yards. Yeah. that's crazy. Now, all that's possible when Kirk Cousins goes 42 of 58 for 509.
They do not want that.
No, they don't. They don't want him to throw the ball 58 times, definitely. And part of that is because the run game wasn't going. But part of it, too, is because he was just in a zone from the very beginning. Like, you could tell Kirk was fully
locked in.
And the one criticism or analysis or whatever we've had of him through the first four games was it at times felt like they were in rhythm. It at times felt like they were really clicking. You didn't see it for a full half. You didn't see it for a full game.
Right.
Last night you did. Last night was the first time you saw that offense in rhythm. For almost, there was a drive or two that weren't great, but in rhythm like that, Kirk was in rhythm the entire night. And when he's like that, he can do that.
Yeah, I mean, and you talk about the protection, and you said it earlier, like he takes some hit to the face.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought, and I'll mention it one more time, the blitz pickup among the backs. When you talk about meeting a linebacker in the hole, that's my guy. They did it. Excellent job of that. And then some playmakers making plays. Now, you got a quarterback that gave you opportunity to make those plays, but they made them. And your defense gave up 6 points in the second half. And when they had to get the football, even though that drive after the turnover was awful, and it was awful, if Jesse doesn't knock that ball out, he was scooting up out of there.
Yeah.
He was scooting up out of there. Jesse runs by, knocks the ball out. They recover the fumble. Drive after that was awful. And then you get another opportunity. We talk about the fourth down, fourth and 15. You asked me what I was thinking about. I was like, I won't be surprised they go for it. But the simple fact is that he had to trust his defense to be able to do that. Because instead of punting it away and pinning them back and playing the field position game, you played to a point where, okay, we're going to take this risk. And I think my defense can hold him. Now, you don't anticipate Tampa having that drive, because that was the worst drive of the game.
Yeah, that drive was the worst of the Falcons drive that preceded it.
Exactly. But yet they did that. You got the ball back, and you were able to win the football.
When they were coming out from the 2 minute, and it was 4th and 15, I was like, I think they're gonna. I was like, you better be sure.
Yeah.
But and then obviously the interception, and it wasn't great, and that's when a lot of people gave up on it, and it looked like it was over. It looked like they were gonna lose. They didn't. They bowed up defensively.
Bow your neck.
They went down the field and kicked a field goal. They went to overtime, and they won the game. They won a game that this franchise has not won historically.
Nope.
The last 5 years, they do not win that game. They won it last night. That might be my biggest takeaway, beyond winning over the crowd as well. Like, that building was electric last night. And if that's the home field advantage that the Falcons have, good luck. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a lot of different football-related topics this weekend, college and pro. Didn't get a chance to get to any of the good NFL games at noon. We'll do that next. Talk a little bit more Auburn, Georgia, as well, as that's one of the big games tomorrow. Thanks for being with us. We'll be right back. Tonight, the game.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Boyaka!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday, broadcasting live from Top Golf in Alpharetta. Couple segments left. Now, that means you can still stop by. If you're driving on 400, either direction, you can't miss the nets, the driving range nets for Top Golf. If you see them, get off, come by.
There's been a lot of listeners, so we do appreciate y'all.
A lot of spirit in the building today.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's what happened when the Falcons win.
I think it
was a lot different if they didn't, but they win, and the spirit is up. The Falcons and you know, finding a way. And, I mean, I thought about it again. Yes, that's the best game that's been played in that stadium.
I think so. Falcons game.
Yeah.
Best Falcons game. And there you have it. Now you get a little mini bye. 3-2.
Yes.
2-0 in the division.
Yes.
Like, the flip side of all the stuff that we were talking about is, like, you can't do this.
Right.
You can't be 0-0 this at home. You can't fall this far behind in the division. You can't look like this offensively.
Don't they have Carolina when they come back, right?
Yeah.
That's 3-0 in the division right there.
Should be.
3-0. No, don't say should be.
I'm not.
I know they would beat the Raiders, but they're not good.
No, I know they're not.
They're not good.
But, you know, I'm not. I don't know if I'm all the way.
You ain't all the way out of that?
Over there yet.
You ain't over there? Okay.
No. You still got to go do it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, like, doubt about it.
These guys, Bryce Young only beat one team.
And it was the Falcons.
And it was the Falcons. Now, it was those Falcons,
yes.
Not these Falcons.
It was Nines Falcons.
Yeah, I'm not leaving my seat with 2 minutes left, but I'm not going to sit here 10 days before they play them and start declaring anything. So let's P.J. Walker's Hail Mary and all, you know, there's a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? For whatever reason, they haven't been able to beat the Panthers the last couple of years, even though they've been not very good. All right, so where do you want to start?
Let's go.
There's a whole bunch of stuff this
Let's go NFL. Let's spend 5 on the NFL.
All right, do you want to talk about the game that's in London, which it shouldn't be?
I mean, obviously, yeah, the Jets and the Vikings. I don't know what the Jets want to be. You know, I know they did the whole Devontae Adams type thing with that. Aaron Rodgers is an old fart, and he wants his offense the way he wants his offense. But the offense is not working the way he wants it. It's working the way that they were using it before. Now, note, what I mean by that is, You had Wilson in more different ways and motions and all those different things. And Aaron Rodgers don't like all that crap. You stand right there, you run this route, and I'll figure it out. If Brian Flores brings too many damn people for him.
Yeah. So, I mean, if that's the struggle that they're going through,
right,
like if they're trying to, like, struggle for what our identity is going to be, they're just going to be bad.
Yep.
Like, they're just not going to be a very good football team. And I don't really think that they are. I mean, I know the Broncos have a good defense, and they're going to make some teams look bad. But if your defense gives up 10 points, you should win. And they lost 10-9 last weekend to Bo Nix throwing.
Bo damn Nix.
Sam Darnold's better than Bo Nix.
Yes.
Now, I'm still I'm just like I was saying, I'm not there
and
yet.
See, that's,
I'm not
there.
Declaring
I am
Sam
there
Darnold. You are?
With that.
I think he's good.
No, I'm with you.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I'm not there with Sam Darnold.
Because a lot of people are like, well, this guy's going to be the end. It's like, all right.
Yeah,
I think
down.
He's off to a nice start for sure. And I'm not trying to poo-poo the nice start. But I've seen Sam Darnold play a lot of football.
Yes. And I've seen him play more bad football than good.
Yeah, to be saying Sam Darnold's doing, yes. You know, leading them anywhere. Now, the Vikings are good, and their defense is good.
Real.
And I think that they're going to beat the Jets. And here's the thing about, the Jets. Like, they're already off to a tough start. The quarterback and the coach don't seem to like each other. Maybe they'll trade for Devontae. I don't know. They got the Vikings on Sunday.
Yes.
They got the Bills the week after that.
Uh-huh.
They got the Steelers the week after that.
Uh-huh.
Like, they could be 2-5.
Yep.
And then what? Like, you make whatever trade you want. Season's cooked at that point.
Yeah, maybe they'll get Aaron Rodgers out the mic. I'm looking at – I mean, the only – the game of the week definitely probably going to be that Sunday night game. You got Dallas going to play the Steelers – I mean, play the Steelers. And I don't know what to make of the Dallas Cowboys, Andy, other than they're banged up more than anything. But they're just not good. And I don't understand – why Jerry took so long to pay these people. I know everybody's still on that whole all-in comment. And they're like, all in on what, Jerry? I mean, there's no you know, explanation for that. But I think the Steelers, if Justin Fields still continues to play well, and they keep on leaking this thing like Russ is getting closer, like Russ is going to get the job back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm still confused on how they're handling that
overall.
But whatever. They're 3-1. They run the ball pretty good. The Cowboys don't stop the run at all.
And can't run the ball.
It feels like they probably go to 4-1 on Sunday night, and the Cowboys go to 2-3. And like you said, they're decimated with injuries. Like, all their best players on defense are hurt. So even if they weren't stopping the run, now that those guys are out, I don't know how they do any of that. Ravens-Bengals is interesting to me. I think the Ravens have figured it out. I don't know that I can say that they're the best team in the NFL because they're 2-2, and there's teams that are 4-0 and 3-1. But they've played like the best team in the NFL the last couple of weeks. You know their defense is ridiculous. They figured out how to use Derrick Henry in the run game. Lamar's Lamar. And the Bengals can't stop anybody. I don't know, man. Like, I know that the Ravens lost to the Raiders, and you lose to the Raiders this year, you're probably not very good. But the Ravens are as good as anybody in the NFL.
I think so, too. The thing with them, they got to get that offensive line more, you know, cohesion. 65, he's still starting right tackle.
He's playing better. He's playing better.
I was going to say that.
He's
Andy.
Playing better.
Okay, I know he's a Washington kid.
Well, it has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, okay. But he is playing better.
I was very honest about how Caleb McGarry played last night. He's a Washington guy.
We'll talk about it later. But he was good. Uh-huh. I think that Cincinnati just don't have enough as far as that defense. And they have a formula that works if you're Baltimore. Give the damn ball to Derrick Henry and we'll see if this Cincinnati defense can stop.
And they can't.
No.
The Dolphins, the Patriots are going to play one of the grossest games of the year.
Nobody
we don't have to
nobody
say anything
cares
about
that.
It. The Browns are so bad that my buddy quit them.
Huh?
Like, yeah, he went and saw him play the Raiders on Sunday in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, he's not a Browns fan anymore.
That's
lifelong Browns fan. That's it. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't want to.
And then
but you know what? Why? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Why suffer through it? There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah.
The Jaguars are probably going to be 0-5 after they lose to the Colts.
Buffalo and the Texans, the Stephon Diggs revenge game or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
This should be a good game, though.
Whatever. They were bad for my mental health. What are you talking about? Dude, you were a blank hole.
Yeah,
okay?
Man. Every chance you
every
got.
Every chance you got.
You whined.
Yeah.
They like you played on a really good team with a really good quarterback and threw you the ball more than he threw it to anybody
else.
Like, no. Now, but living in Buffalo probably sucked, but, you know.
Compared to Houston with them thick red bones?
Sometimes you play in a city that's not that fun.
Houston got the thick red bones, but Buffalo, don't sleep on him. Don't sleep on him, man.
The team or the city?
The city. No,
oh, really?
I'm talking about the eye candy in the city. Yeah, bro. They got some thickens in there.
Surprising.
Oh, yeah.
What? Surprising to hear that.
Yeah, man.
What else? Oh, that's kind of it.
That's kind of it.
Yeah, that's kind of it.
college football, we know that Marshawn Lynch is going to be the guest picker on game day because they're at Cal where Miami is going.
That'll be fun.
Did you see this fool yesterday, though?
No.
You didn't see him yesterday at the Georgia Aquarium?
Marshawn Lynch?
Yes.
You know
they did a segment for him on the broadcast.
No, I didn't get to see any of the pregame stuff last night.
Oh, my goodness. That is going to be too funny. They got to have delay. They got to figure out a way.
What was he doing at the aquarium?
Oh, it's about the cursing.
Oh, okay.
All the cursing there. They got to figure out a way to delay that.
I hope they don't.
Yeah.
I hope he cusses on TV. Oregon plays Michigan State tonight. They're probably going to beat them by 100. UNLV's 4-0. They won without their quarterback.
Yes. Get you some of that.
The guy quit the team, and they won anyway, and they got ranked in the top 25, so that's kind of cool. They play tonight against Syracuse as well.
Get you some of that.
Penn State and UCLA are playing a conference game, which is
it's
weird.
Funny.
We said this earlier in the week. I'll say it again about Missouri.
Wait and see?
Well, yeah, but we've been waiting and haven't been seeing.
All
so
right.
if they don't show up offensively tomorrow, then I guess their offense probably just isn't that
good.
This
is a 2.5 thing.
I will say Texas A&M does have a really good defensive line. Texas A&M is capable of making even good offenses not look that good. But 5 games in, like you're waiting for them to look like they looked last year offensively and they haven't done it yet, then it's probably just not going to happen.
Well, we mentioned it a couple of days ago. They lost the engine from last year's team.
I really thought they were going to be able to replace that guy.
He's
a good player. But
this dude was a workhorse, bro.
He was a workhorse, man.
So I still haven't decided what my thought process is going to be on them. I like this Rutgers and Nebraska game. It's going to be a tough-ass game.
I think Nebraska's going to beat the hell out of
those
guys.
Why? Because are you still in your feelings about it?
Yeah, for sure. That's definitely part of it. But also, I watched them. Like, they're not very good. Like, Washington put 500 yards on them. And if they had a field goal kicker who could kick and a coach who was a little bit smarter, then Washington would have won that game.
Okay.
Nebraska's good. Like,
Are they?
I think they're okay. I should have picked it if I felt like this.
Okay.
But I just don't think Rutgers is all that good. I think they're okay. And I understand that they're undefeated, and I understand that they have the coach back that sort of makes them relevant, but they got a running back, and that's what they got.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Tennessee at Arkansas, I did pick the Tennessee game, but yeah, I'm not going to sit there on upset alert, but I can see this game being close.
Arkansas sneaky.
I can see the thing being close
Arkansas
and then Tennessee
sneaky.
Pulling
they
away
later
on.
They got a good offense, and that quarterback that transferred there for Boise State's off to a great start. He's already over what's gone. 1,200 yards passing already in the season. I'm with you. I don't think Arkansas is going to win that game, but I could see them keeping it close. That feels like a lot of points get scored in that game. I hope Washington can beat Michigan tomorrow night.
Abe doesn't think so.
I don't think so either. But I hope that they do. That would be great. If they don't, can it just not be because Donovan Edwards goes off? Like, he's the only guy that's back from last year, right?
Right.
He didn't do anything all year, and then he shows up in the national championship game and runs for 2 touchdowns. Like, if Washington loses that game, can it just not be because he scores a bunch of touchdowns?
Okay. It won't be.
And then, is he hurt?
Their other running back, Khalil Mullings, is the guy that's been tearing
it
up.
Yeah, I know.
He's
you know
one.
Who also was really good? The running back last year that they had, Blake Corum.
Yeah.
And then in the national championship game, they gave the ball to Donovan Edwards, and he scored a whole bunch of touchdowns.
He's still snake bet. Georgia, talked about it with Roddy. The South's deepest rival, oldest rival, whatever you would call it. I think Georgia's going to obliterate Auburn tomorrow.
Yeah, I think that would be really good
I think Georgia's going to obliterate.
Like, I think if they play one of those annoying games like they played last year against Auburn, I mean, what happened on Saturday night against Alabama is obviously frustrating. What happened in the first half is insane. You don't ever see that happen to Georgia teams. Obviously, they came back in the second half and made it a great game. But you need to answer that loss by going and just manhandling Auburn.
Yes, they need to go ahead and do that.
And they can and they should, but also they don't. You know what I mean?
Right.
The last couple of years, they need
to obliterate Auburn.
Yeah, they need to go. I don't know that it exercises demons. You know what I mean? Like you still lost to Alabama last week.
They're not going
to
take that loss.
But you'll feel better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like with Washington, if they beat Oregon tomorrow night, it'll feel not Oregon. If they beat Michigan tomorrow night, that'll feel good. Doesn't erase the national championship loss.
Will you feel good?
Oh yeah, if they win the game, I'll be happy. If they win the game, but I mean, it doesn't erase the national championship game.
Yeah.
Just like if Georgia wins by 50 tomorrow, it doesn't erase the loss to Alabama. It'll feel better. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open. This hour is Man Cave Store, by the way. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. We'll answer any of your questions to wrap up the show next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is
– Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. A couple shout-outs to give. Shout-out to Major Landscaping and Firewood. They made a donation to our support.org page. We appreciate that. This one was anonymous, but the message was really nice. This too shall pass. So much easier when you have those who love you helping you through it. And then Desiree also made a donation over there at our supportnow.org page as well. If you want to do so, you can head over to supportnow.org, the Helene Assist. It's 92.9 The Game's effort to help the folks of Western North Carolina who are impacted by Hurricane Helene. Head over to 92.9thegame.com as well. The link is on the website or at my Twitter, at TBM929. You can find the link there as well. And thanks to everybody who donated. Well on our way to meeting our goal already. All right, let's get to some phones. We'll start with Andrew, who's in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, what's up, guys? I've been reluctant to listen all day because my team was on the opposite side of that outcome. So, but I work at MBS, so when the Falcons do good, I do good. I wanted to say it was a super entertaining game, and I have a question at the end, but just the pass blocking from Bijan and then like some of the hit, like Drake took a hit. It just seemed like a very like Southern football style kind of game. I don't know if that's been mentioned. Like you could feel the hits in the stadium, so. It was super entertaining. So I will give some credit. I think the NFC South is underrated, and I wanted to see where you guys rank the NFC South.
Oh. As far as rank it in where?
Just in terms of the other divisions in the league?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's just do the NFC.
Okay.
I'll go North, NFC North.
Okay. You got the Vikings, you got the Packers, you got the Lions.
I'll go NFC West.
Yeah.
And then East and South.
Just because you got the 49ers and the Seahawks are okay.
Yeah.
The East is the worst.
Yeah.
Like, the Giants are terrible.
They're terrible.
The Eagles might be too. I don't know. We'll see. Cowboys, I don't have a problem with that. If you look at the AFC, why is it showing me? I don't need to see hockey.
AFC, I'll go – probably, I North, still think North is
North
still
is still good.
Yeah, I think the North is still good.
The East, it's just the Bills, really.
Yep.
The South, the Texans are really good, and no one else.
No one else.
And then the West, the Chiefs.
I think that's what people are starting to look
Chargers
at.
The Broncos are okay.
When you look at the NFC itself, it's like it's not a juggernaut.
Yeah, but the NFC South might be one of the best four divisions in football.
It's a possibility.
It might be.
It's a possibility.
So, all right, let's talk to Charles in Kennesaw. Hey, Charles.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
All right.
Hey, I was going to ask, what do you think last night when we spiked the ball with 1 second left, what do you think Ra was saying to Kurt when he was coming off the sideline? Because in my mind, it was like the end of Bad Boys 1 when Will Smith was telling Martin Lawrence, like, hey, from now on, that's how you drive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was something like that in the end of part 2. Yeah. Oh, it was definitely something like that.
Raheem told us
none of our business
exactly yeah. what
so it was
he
like
said.
That's what the Blake I'm talking about, that's why we brought you here. I think it was something like that.
Yeah, it was. He was very happy about what happened, and they were sharing a moment together. Charles,
love it.
Thank you, appreciate
you, Charles.
Still there, Charles? All right, Chip is in Barnesville. Hey, Chip.
Hey, gentlemen. A comment or two. One would be the question to Randy. Man, it looked like the Matrix was going on out there with that 12-second thing. So my question to you, Randy, was knowing that Bijan, number 7, did never get to the side of Kirk Cousins, was that play actually okay? Because it looked like he wasn't set, and it seemed like he just froze. So I want to know, was that an okay play? Looked like it was, but looked like that could have also counted against him, but looked like he just froze 10 yards away from Cousins. And that's my question, gentlemen.
Okay, well, I know that this kind of happened like when I was still playing, when you would get up to the line and everything like that. They wanted you to be facing forward because we would be acting stupid. You turning backwards and stuff like that. So they actually kind of want you facing forward.
This is on the spike
play. Okay. They want, of course, you got to have a legal formation, but he's talking about in the backfield because that would be the guys who would be off the ball, like, you know, turning or, like, squatting down because you're tired. They wanted to look more like a football play.
Okay.
And Bijan was off to Kurt's left, but he was, like, 5 yards back. and like maybe 10 yards over.
But there's no rule.
But there's
about
no rule
where he has there, to be.
There,
right?
No, no, there's no, no. He has to be off the ball.
Right, right.
But at
right.
the same time, they were trying to nitpick you a little bit with that thing a few years back.
But
and
sometimes, like when you'll have the victory formation or whatever, they'll throw a back way back there just in case something happens.
But they tried to do something about they wanted to make it look like a regular formation like that and everything. So they tried to make it right. But
okay.
No,
Bijan was fine.
But I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Fellas, what's going on, man?
Hey, hello.
Look, that was a hell of a game last night. I did not turn the game off. I did not. Look, my whole family, except for me, went to the game, and none of them walked out. So kudos to them.
Good.
Got to ask you a question. So, Randy, you was talking about these prom dresses and homecoming dresses. Just know it. Don't stop because she's about to go to college. So it even gets more expensive. So outside of Hey Daddy, and you know they want some money, what is the other thing that they call you for and you just know they want something?
All the time. Like if my kids if I'm getting a call from, and it's different, they're different. If Kai calls me, Kai wants money.
Okay.
But if she texts me, she'll all text me sweet stuff. Hey, Daddy, miss you, all that stuff. If Isaiah calls me, he just want to talk ball, everything we'll talk ball. If Isaiah texts me, he wants money.
They should switch it up just to keep you on your toes a little
bit. Sean texts me, Sean wants money. But the thing with Sean is, like, Sean, he'll say this, hey, Dad, can I hold a couple of dollars? You know, that's how I text. Can I hold a couple of dollars and get some groceries?
At least he asked for it. Cool.
That's how I say, Dad, can I hold a couple of dollars and get some groceries? He always asked me for money for groceries.
Okay.
All right, fine. No problem, son. No problem. Isaiah, like, Dad, can I get some money to go out? Like, okay. Kai, she want money to go shopping.
What happens in college? We're talking about dresses.
I don't know. Oh. I don't know, but she's going to college next year.
Oh, just college money.
Oh, yeah. She's going to college.
Sure.
She's going to college next year.
Okay.
But the thing, what I tell my children is they're in college. They don't have to work, but they do work. And that was always, if y'all work, Daddy will take care of everything. But if y'all ain't working, think I'm going to just, you got to be doing, you got good grades ain't enough for me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got cars. We got insurance. Y'all got to do something. All right, you ain't got to make $1 million or nothing like that, but you got to have some pocket money. Get some pocket money, and then always, Daddy is out, because they don't call nobody for me. They'll call their mama.
Well.
They'll call their mama.
Yeah.
No, they call, you know what mama they call? Grandmama.
Yeah, smart.
No. I tell them, we have a thread with my children, a text thread, and I always say this, leave my damn mama alone. That's how I say it to them. Leave my damn mama alone.
And you know what they do?
What?
They don't.
No.
They ask her for money.
Yes.
You know why?
Why?
Because she gives it to them.
Yeah.
Because they're smart.
Yeah. But I always text them that. Leave my damn mama alone.
Yeah. All right. Tay's in Athens. Hey, Tay.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Right. Good, good, good. I just want to send good energy and blessings out to the people out in Western North Carolina, man.
No doubt.
Andy, you're doing a really good thing by going up there Monday and Tuesday, man. I hope you make it back safe. You will be missed on Monday and Tuesday, man. Yeah, no problem. I've been trying to get through all week, so I'm going to ask my question just because I've been trying to get through all week. On Saturday, the Georgia-Alabama game, do you guys think that last possession that Alabama had, if Malachi Starks would have been guarding Ryan Williams, would the outcome have been different? And my second question, what is your guys' favorite wing spot and what's your wing of choice?
All right, Tay.
If Malachi Starks is guard, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because he got him earlier.
Malachi didn't have a great day.
Yeah, Malachi didn't have a great day. He did not.
Maybe he could have kind of held him up or pushed him out of bounds or something.
And if he didn't have the day he had, if he was where K.J. Bolden was, I think he would have tackled him probably.
Yeah.
He might have tackled
him. Or at least, like I don't know, shaded him to the sideline.
Yeah,
who was the DB?
Yeah, Humphreys.
Maybe Humphreys could recover and help him or something like that.
I think,
but having a freshman back
I think Malachi might have got him on the ground.
Yeah.
I do think that part. Wings,
it's possible.
You know, I don't have a favorite wing spot, Andy. I just like wings. I just I just like wings.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, you know what
Everybody
I mean.
Everybody know what you
mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a million great places.
Is there a costume party? Because there's a guy with later hoses. What you call the Dutch outfit with the stockings?
German.
Yeah, with the stockings.
Yeah, I think it's Lederhosen.
Lederhosen.
Didn't you wear that?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes.
I would do it.
That was the last time I was ever dressed up for Halloween.
I would do it at an Oktoberfest or something like that.
Oh.
You get enough beers in me, I'll put some Lederhosen on.
It's not a good thing.
You know what I mean?
It's not a good thing.
Well, it's true. That's not a good Jamie's thing. In Kennesaw. Hey, Jamie.
Yeah. Hey, Andy, Randy. Andy, I prefer not to see you in that, in Lederhosen, but that's a whole other story. All right. The game came down to whoever has the ball last. Therefore, what was the most important situation of what happened last night? I have an answer. I want to hear y'all's, and I'll tell you mine, if that's okay.
Well, tell us yours now.
Okay. Yeah. It was the coin flip.
Ah, okay, getting the ball.
Yeah, fair enough.
Fair enough.
That's totally real.
Yeah, definitely. Jesse Bates' punch-out was pretty big.
Big.
It was very, very big.
Really big.
It was very, very big. But I'm going to go with the damn catch by Drake London. I mean,
okay.
Just the awareness to get down. Even though I was like, get down earlier.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was a big play. Yeah, that was a big play because of the adjustment. They're playing the sideline.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. I mean, it's that sequence. It's Drake making that catch, getting down, them hustling up there, spiking the ball, and getting in range. Because if they hadn't done that, it would have been a 61-yarder,
yes.
Right? And I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
And maybe.
That's the first thing I thought.
But
I was like,
I'm glad that we didn't have to find out. I'm glad we didn't have to find out.
I know he made a 58-yarder.
Yeah, and there was a little extra.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was 3 yards.
I don't know if 3 yards extra. I don't know if there's 3 yards. Yeah, exactly.
I'm happy to have not had to find out. Because last week, part of it was, damn, they trust Koo.
Yeah.
They didn't get him any extra yards. They got him a few extra yards.
But yeah,
last
I thought
night.
It was only 61. Like, ugh.
And he nailed it. So, yeah, I think that's probably what it is. Although that the defensive possession they had to keep Tampa out of field goal range.
Yes. That was big.
To keep it at 3 instead of 6, that was really big too. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show.
All I know is that Roddy talked about a lot about flushing today.
Yeah.
Double flushing and triple flushing.
Yes, he did.
And so that is my takeaway of the day. A lot of flushing going on at his house.
Yeah. Raheem looked at Kirk the way Randy looks at his wife coming out of the shower.
Yeah, man. Just lovely. Just lovely.
No matter what direction you're going, when you see the net, just get off of the interstate. Sometimes you got to flush it twice.
Yeah, sometimes.
He has risen, but maybe not in the way you expect.
Yeah. I mean, I was just joking.
It's okay.
All right, he knows me. He knows. He's not finished with me. Hey, dog, I'm so happy for you. So proud of you, brother, man. Y'all go up there. Make us proud, Bunk. Be safe up there. Make sure you bring your ass back.
Yeah, thank you. I'll be out Monday and Tuesday up in Haywood County helping out. You can help out, too. You don't even have to go up there to do it. Head over to supportnow.org, the Helene Assist, or go over to my Twitter page, at TBM929. Click on the link. We are collecting donations for the kids affected by Hurricane Helene in Haywood County, North Carolina. Everybody have a great weekend.
Yeah, man.
Talk to you next week.